Jayana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Gopi Janavalaba Jayo Girivara Dhari Jayo Girivara Dhari Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Yamuna Tilavana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Gopi Jana Vallava Jayo Girivara Dhari Jayo Girivara Dhari Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we're going to be reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 349 to 357. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Okay, so I'll read 349 myself, and then we'll read 357. Anyway, 357. We'll read that together, if it is. I don't know. I have to check. I haven't checked the Bengali. But it is 357. Afterwards, Kashimishwa came and fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord respectfully embraced him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then took the Lord with him to his home, saying, "Today's luncheon will be at my home." In this way, he invited the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought various types of food remnants that had been left by Lord Jagannath. He brought all kinds of cakes and condensed milk preparations. Accompanied by all his associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house and took his noon lunch there. After offering food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made him lie down to rest, and he personally began to massage the legs of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to take his lunch, and the Lord remained that night in his home just to please him. 355 now. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates remained with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They all stayed awake the entire night as the Lord spoke of his pilgrimage. 356. The Lord told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "I have travelled to many holy places, but I could not find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere." Okay, so now it's today's verse, 357, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "I received much pleasure from the talks of Ramananda Rai." The Bhattacharya replied, "For this reason I requested that you meet him." Purport. In Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya, beginning of the eighth act, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sarvabhauma, I have traveled to many holy places, but I cannot find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. However, I must admit that Ramananda Rai is wonderful. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replies, therefore, my lord, I requested that you see him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says, there are, of course, many Vaishnavas in these holy places, and most of them worship Lord Narayan. Others who are called Tattvavadis are also Lakshmi Narayan worshippers, but they do not belong to the pure Vaishnava cult. There are many worshippers of Lord Shiva, and there are also many atheists. Regardless, my dear Bhattacharya, I very much like Ramananda Rai and his opinions. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshush Omritam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Jaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Putale Svayan Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bastaya Putale Shimati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pajarine Nivajasuni Varipasta Chandaya Shatariyane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Svastika Oda Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Mam Vishnu Vraya Krishna Snagudle Shmati Shiva Samyate Namine Vanchakaupa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitana Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Nama Namaha. Thank you everyone for coming to today's class. So this chapter is entitled, we're continuing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to the holy places. And now we're coming to the end of the chapter, just the last few verses here. And Lord Chaitanya is returning back to Jagannath Puri, where he began his tour of India. But before he went to Jagannath Puri, he stopped back at to see Ramananda Rai. Where was that place? The Gangotri. No, yeah. He went to the Gangotri to see Ramananda Rai, where we heard in the eighth chapter, the long discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. Godavari. Yeah. Where they were churning the ocean of prema with their discussion. So it's interesting that Lord Chaitanya, he is God, but he is running after the association of his devotees. Like in this verse, it says, Lord Chaitanya says that Ramananda Rai is a wonderful person, and he very much enjoyed the conversation with Ramananda Rai. You see, Lord Chaitanya is he's a Channa incarnation. He's a hidden incarnation. Channa means hidden. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling throughout the whole of India, the majority of the people didn't know who he was. They didn't know that Lord Chaitanya was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nor did they know his inner feelings, the reason why he came. His deep inner feelings, nor did they know his bhav or his mood or anything like that. that was only known to a very few personal associates of Lord Chaitanya, like Ramananda Rai, Sarup Damodar. but the majority of the people just were thinking that Lord Chaitanya is a great devotee, or he's a great personality. Or they didn't think anything, they were just so attracted to his form, that was enough for them. but only the very confidential devotees of the Lord knew. Even, you could say, even the devotees in Dwarka or Vaikuntha, the liberated souls in Vaikuntha, they do not fully understand Vraja Bhakti. For them, is because they're in the mood of awe and reverence. Whereas in Vraja is spontaneous devotional service. And this is the mood that Sri Chaitanya was feeling. Because he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani was missing Krishna very much. And this is why Lord Chaitanya was constantly in separation. And he was having all these external ecstatic emotions and internal symptoms. So Lord Chaitanya is hankering after the association of devotees like Ramananda Rai. Why? Because only those devotees could really fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desire for wanting Krishna in the form of Srimati Radharani. These Vaishnavas, they've written many books. There's one book that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purple, that's Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak. And that was a play written by Kavi Karnapur. Kavi Karnapur was one of the three sons of Shivananda Sen. And when Kavi Karnapur was very young, at that time his name was Paramananda Puri. When he was just a little baby, little child, Shivananda Sen would take him to meet Lord Chaitanya. And he would get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. One day he was crawling around Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, and Lord Chaitanya put one of his big toes in his mouth. He must have liked the taste of sandalwood and camphor. And Lord Chaitanya used to call him Puri. As he got older, he began to write beautiful poetry. Then later he was known as Kavi Karnapur. Who was it named him? It was Sarup Damodar named him Kavi Karnapur. Kavi means poet, and Karn means ear. Karn. And Pura means full. Because when he spoke, it would fill your ears with nectar. That was the... That's how nicely he wrote poetry. Actually, it was King Pataparuda that commissioned Kavi Karnapur to write the Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya. Because at that time, when Lord Chaitanya had left the planet, they were all in separation. So he wrote this book depicting the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Prabhupada's quoting from the Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya, and where Lord Chaitanya says, Sarvabhauma, he says, I've traveled to so many holy places, but I cannot find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. However, I must admit that Ramananda Roy is wonderful. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya is saying he's traveling all over India, and he's come across so many. He's come across Tathavadis and Mayavadis, and he's come across devotees of Lakshmi Narayan, like Venkat Bhatta. But he said, I haven't found anyone as good as you and Ramananda Roy anywhere. but every person that Lord Chaitanya met, he would turn him into a devotee of Radha Krishna. Bahunam Jarmanaman Te Gyanaman Prabhadyanti Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Samhat Masudulaba, says in Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Jarmanamanti, after many, many births and deaths, one may come to the point of Gyanaman Prabhadyanti, knowledge that Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, that Lord Krishna Vasudeva is the cause of all causes and all that is. Samahatma, Sudulabha, such a soul is very rare. So Lord Chaitanya is looking, he's looking for that rare soul. Not just a rare soul, I mean, he's looking for those liberated devotees that really understand his mood, you know, because no one else can fulfill that hankering he has for Krishna, that longing. So, what is he teaching us here? A couple of things. First of all, well, he's teaching us how we should act when we go to holy places, how we should behave Yes, it's very nice to go there, holy place, and take bath in the Ganges, purify yourself, to take darshan of the deities and take prasadam. This we all know. But the other thing Lord Chaitanya is teaching us is that more important than that is to go and hear from the devotees, from the, especially the pure devotees. And it's said that if someone goes to a holy place and he takes bath and does all the rituals, does everything properly, but he neglects to seek out the association of devotees, then that person is considered an ass. An ass is a very dumb creature, right? Because it's said that just by bathing in the holy rivers, Ganges, one becomes purified. But the process is very, very, it's very slow. It can take lifetimes to achieve perfection. And what is perfection? It is prema. But it said that just by the glance of a pure devotee, one can attain perfection just like that. So it would be foolish to just go to holy places just to bathe, but not seek out association of devotees, especially pure devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya said to Ramananda Roy, he said, I have come to this place to purify myself by hearing from you the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And this is Lord Chaitanya speaking to Ramananda Roy. He says, I'm so fortunate, for you are the only teacher of such transcendental pastimes I can find nowhere else in the world who can realize the transcendental loving reciprocation between Radha and Krishna. This is God, you know. This is Lord Chaitanya saying. So it just shows you how that Krishna, God, is a person, you know. He has these desires and feelings to want to seek out association. And that association that can really only fulfill his mood. Why is that? Why is he seeking the association of Ramananda Roy so much? Does anybody can open it up? Well, then, why? Anybody? And it is said that Ramananda Roy, who is he in Krishna Leela? He is. Yeah, this is kind of a bit controversial. In the Gauragandhis Deepika, also a book by Kavi Karnapal, it says that Ramananda Roy is, he says it's Arjuna, Pandava Arjuna, and Lalita, Sakhi. But in other places, and Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that he is three personalities. He's Arjuna Gopi, Pandava Arjuna, and Vishaka Sakhi. So anyway, we'll take what Srila Prabhupada says in the CC. But it doesn't really matter in one sense because, you know, Lalita or Vishaka, they both have the same service and they're both gopis. So Ramananda Roy in Krishna Leela is Vishaka. Who is Vishaka? She's the second most important gopi after Lalita. And she's constantly by the side of Srimati Radharani. And what is she doing? She's always encouraging Radharani. When Radharani's feeling separation, the pain of Vipralamba, she calms her down through her service. And one of her services is she draws pictures of Krishna. So Radharani sees them and she becomes satisfied. You know. Another service she does is she goes and sends messages to Krishna and Radharani. She arranges Krishna's and Radharani's clothing before they go out. She puts chandan on their bodies. So this is a service. So you can see that Lord Chaitanya, by associating with Ramananda Roy this way, because he's in that mood of Srimati Radharani, she's hankering after Krishna. Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? And then devotees like Ramananda Roy can satisfy Lord Chaitanya's hankering because he's Radharani. And this way he becomes appeased. Therefore, this is why Lord Chaitanya is looking for that association of Ramananda Roy. And Lord Chaitanya, he's giving credit to, in this verse, he's giving credit to all these devotees, giving credit to Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Even though Lord Chaitanya, you know, they're having that long conversation, and Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy says, you know, everything I'm saying, you're God, you already know this. You already know, I'm just like a puppet, you're pulling my strings, you know. Whatever I speak is you know, I'm like an instrument. You're playing the strings on the whatever it is, violin or definitely had violins then. But Lord Chaitanya, he said, you're just plucking the strings, and I'm, you know, I'm singing whatever you want me to sing. So this is the mood of a devotee. We don't think everything I do is coming from me. Even though he is so advanced, he's still thinking, you know, whatever I know is all coming from Krishna. Savasya chaham ridhi sani vishto mata smriti gano panam cha. Krishna gives forgetfulness, gives remembrance, knowledge. They understand this. Therefore, they don't take credit. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya is God, and he could have spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. Prabhupada said, yeah, but he left the credit for me. And then everyone laughed. So, Krishna, he likes to give a credit to all his devotees, like he's doing here. Even Arjuna, Krishna said to Arjuna, you know, I want you to fight. He said, they're already dead. Everyone's already dead on the battlefield. You just fight and take the credit, that's all. You know, Krishna just wanted him to take the credit. So it is said that when a devotee speaks, everything becomes clear. Yeah. So Ramananda Roy is compared to it's like example is given like a cloud. I think this is back in Madhya Lila chapter 8. There's a verse where it says that similar to a cloud evaporating water from the ocean. And then that cloud is again pouring the same water again onto the ocean itself. So it's explained that Ramananda Roy, or Lord Chaitanya, is like the ocean. He's the ocean of all conclusive Vedic knowledge. And Ramananda Roy is like the cloud of devotional service. And he's evaporating that, all the conclusive knowledge from the Vedas. And he's again pouring it on the ocean of Lord Chaitanya. And it's becoming, turning into the form of jewels of knowledge, of pure devotional service. So, just by Vedic knowledge alone, we cannot understand Krishna on the highest level. Just like Vyasadev was compiling the Vedic literature, right? But he was dissatisfied. And then Narada Muni came, and then Narada Muni told him why he was dissatisfied, because he missed the main point. He missed the eternal goal of life, which is love for Radha and Krishna. Although everything was there, Dharma, Artha, Karma, it was all there, everything was there, right? Which are these kind of things we can get from the Vedas. But only when that knowledge is passed through the lips of a pure devotee can we attain perfection. So there's a very nice verse, Nigama Kaupa Taro Galitam Phalam Sukha Mukhatamrita Dravya Samyutam Pribita Bhagavatam Rasam Malayam Mahu Aho Rashika Bhuvi Bhuvakaha. So it said, O expert and thoughtful men, relish him a Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of desire tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sukadev Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful. Jai. Although its nectarine juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. Yeah. So when that Vedic knowledge passes the lips of a pure devotee, it turns even more sweet and nectarine. And only then can we fully understand. Because imagine if Krishnadas Kaviraj didn't write the CC. Or Lochindas Thakur, of course, he wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But imagine all these books weren't written. We wouldn't really understand Lord Chaitanya, would we? And if we don't understand Lord Chaitanya, then you cannot understand Radha and Krishna. So we can understand, we can see how important the works of these devotees is, you know, writing these books. It's for the benefit of, or the eternal benefit of the universe, the whole world. And we should give all credit to the Vaishnavas, because we understand that everything we have is their mercy. Namashtrishta manamapi sachi puttram svarupam rupam tasyagazam urupuri matirim gastavitim radha kundam girivaram hi radhikamadavastam prapta yasya prihita kriyapaya shiguru tam nato asmi. So this is a verse from the Mukta Charita by Raghunath Das Goswami. It's actually in the introduction, and he's giving all credit to his he's giving all credit to his spiritual masters. He says, I am indebted to my spiritual masters. If it wasn't for them, then they give me the highest understanding, the highest understanding of the holy name of the Lord. They give me the service of Lord Chaitanya and Sarup Damodar. Lord Chaitanya, our eternal savior. He has given me Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, who was ordered to preach the innermost feelings of the heart, which is Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotion to Krishna. And he has given me Radha Kundam Girivaram. He has given me Radha Kund Giri Govardhan, Mathura Mandalam. He says, wherever I look, I see everything in relationship to Krishna. But most of all, he has given me the opportunity to serve Radhika and Madhava. Like this. So he's giving all credit to his guru. So like this, Lord Chaitanya is teaching us in this verse here that without approaching the devotees of the Lord, we cannot understand anything about Krishna. What do you speak of, like, real deep esoteric things like this? I mean, we can only just repeat what we've heard. So in Kali Yuga, we can see that people are so unfortunate that they have no inclination or desire to go to a holy place, or to speak of seeking out pure devotees. They don't even know what pure devotee is, or nothing. That's how unfortunate people are in Kali Yuga. So what do you do? Then we go to them. The holy place goes to them. We're distributing Prabhupada's transcendental books. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. This is for you. Everything's there in the books. These books are non-different to Krishna. So even though people are so unfortunate, in one sense they're very fortunate because they're giving you the highest opportunity just by getting a book. Yeah. I was in Wedding Garden City a few weeks ago and one boy was coming towards me. He was in a... I was working just down the road from the shopping center and a station is there and everything. Did I mention this once in class? I can't remember. May have. And he was coming towards me, and I gave him a Bhagavad Gita. And it was kind of, you know, sometimes you can see someone just like, what do you call it, a beeline, right? When it's just like, he can see you from a distance and it's just coming towards you. Yeah. And so I gave him a book, and he said, oh, should I have been wanting something like this because I'm dying? He was a young guy. He said, I'm dying of cancer. Yeah. And I said, yeah, everything happens for a reason. And then I told him that, you know, the second chapter is all talking about, it's talking about how we're eternal spirit soul. The soul never dies. And anyway, I was like this, I was talking to him. And anyway, he took the book and he just went straight back to where he came. It was like, that happens a lot, right? When you're out in Sankirtanya, someone's coming towards you. They take the book and then they just go back. It's like, hang on, but weren't you on a journey? Weren't you going somewhere? No, so that kind of just proves that they're only here just to get the book. Came into town for that one reason. And he just went back. He probably took a train and went back home. You know? Many years ago, I was in, can't remember the name of the town. Where is that? Up in the southwest somewhere. So I stopped one young boy, gave him his SSR, and he said, it's funny, he said, I've been sitting at home for 2 weeks, doing nothing, probably computer games, because that's what I do. He said, all of a sudden I had this urge just to want to get on a tram or just come into town. He said, I never do that. He said, I don't know. He said, I'm just walking around aimlessly. I don't even know what I'm doing here. So I said, this is the reason you're here. So, you know, people are not going to the holy places. They have no inclination to do anything pious, or to speak of spiritual. So, we should give them that opportunity. We should distribute Prabhupada's books. I think he's going to distribute Prabhupada's books. Look at that. He's fired up. They're both off. Srinivasa's going to distribute books. Let's hope. So this month, at least, we can give people the opportunity. Because this is the highest knowledge. This is so deep here. We say every time we give class, we say, Sri Jaitanya Mirobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svam Patantikam. When will Rupa Goswami, who has established the mission to fulfill the desire of Sri Jaitanya Mahaprabhu, give me shelter at his lotus feet? So just like Rupa Goswami, they're all eternal associates of the Lord. Ramananda Raya, all these devotees, they're all eternal associates of the Lord. But they all, even though they're feeling all this real deep ecstasy, as we can see here in the pages of Sri Jaitanya Charitamrita, but still their mission is also to fulfill Lord Jaitanya's desire to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Because the two go side by side. If you're experiencing Krishna consciousness, then the natural inclination would be to give Krishna consciousness. If you're not experiencing, then you're not going to want to give. Yeah. So the two things are there side by side. Yeah. So even Rupa Goswami, you know, he's established the mission in this material world to fulfill Lord Jaitanya's desire to want to give Krishna consciousness to others. And Lord Jaitanya is feeling that as well. He's feeling it so much that he can't help himself. He has to give it. It's like the floods of a dam, the water's pushing so far, pushing so much, it just bursts. That's Lord Jaitanya's mood. It's not like we're just like the sahajis, we just want to feely-feely, emotional, all this, but we don't do anything. But the Goswamis and all these eternal associates of Lord Jaitanya, yes, they're feeling so much, and like here, Ramananda Roy's conversation with Lord Jaitanya is so deep, but at the same time, they also want to fulfill Lord Jaitanya's desire, mission to give Krishna to others. And in this way, the more we give to others, the more it will come to us. All right? It's unlimited what we can have. So we've got two things here. To experience Krishna consciousness ourselves and give it to others. And to experience it even more by giving it to others. And so this month, with the marathon coming, we can all go out and do something. Even if it's just a little book here and now. It's something. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Paramakruna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. Prabhu, in the purport, Prabhupada writes, the worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan are not pure Vaishnavas. What does he mean by that? What does it mean in the purport when he says that? Because we know Vaishnavas are worshippers of Vishnu. So these personalities are worshipping.
Yeah, that's what this verse is speaking about is pure devotional service. So those devotees who are Mishra Bhaktas, their devotional service is tinged with other things. Of course, they're very much worshipable and respected by all Vaishnavas. But they're not on the same level as Vaishnavas like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. Because their devotion is completely only Abhilashita Sunam Jnana Kamadi and Avritam. He's free from any desire for material gain and profit or mental speculation. So Lord Chaitanya is traveling throughout South India. He's seeing all different levels of Vaishnavas. He's seeing Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttama. So here he's talking about the qualities of Uttama. But there are may have been many Kanishta Adhikaris, maybe many Madhyam Adhikaris Lord Chaitanya's met, who are worshipping Lord Narayan. And they may be thinking that Lord Narayan is the highest. But through Lord Chaitanya's association, they came to understand that, no, worship of Radha Krishna is supreme. Like that. I think that's what's mentioned here. No. Any more? Anyone else? Question? Parojan Prabhu.
I was introduced to Krishna consciousness by a Prabhupada disciple who came to the Isle of Wight. He had a friend. He met somebody from the Vegan Society. And he was invited down to the Isle of Wight. And it was interesting because I saw this advert in the paper. It said, Bhakti Yoga and vegetarianism and astrology, and so he was mixing it. He was just going around. He was getting into. He's like a secret agent, really, you could say.
But vegetarianism actually, and astrology. Back to
when
yoga.
I'd actually previously read a Bhagavad Gita in a library book, but it was like a devotional one. He was a friend of that famous poet, Yeats. And what was really interesting about it, I loved it because of its devotion, that you could do something for God. Not just asking about that, but actually we could worship him and please him. And he gave me this book. He said, and he asked one question when I went to this little lecture that he was giving. And he said, what is this human form of life meant for? And I thought, wow, I'd never heard that sort of thing before. Anyway, I went to see him, and he gave me Bhagavad Gita as it is. And, you know, and I was complete. I thought, this is what, it says Hare Krishna on here. What's that all about? Because I remember the record. And that was it. It triggered something at that time in me. But when I saw these purports, it changed my life, actually. Because that first time there, meeting this person, it was a big event. And Bhagavad Gita was just as it is, and I just couldn't put it down once I got into those purports. But also about this Hare Krishna thing that Prabhupada was connected with. So, you know, it seemed, and that was just the appearance of a letter, an advert in our local county press. And I went to it, and that was it. He just gave me Bhagavad Gita as part of his deal. And
Is your Vatma Pidakshika Guru?
Agent he was, yeah.
Is your Vatma Pidakshika Guru?
Yeah. Well, you would have known him. Do you remember him? Saham Savatar Prabhu. A person. He used to come to the manor.
Probably remember him by sight.
Yeah. Anyway, that
yeah,
was
yeah, Prabhupada's books are amazing, huh? Everything, yeah. So.
And after that, I kept seeing Prabhupada's books in second-hand shops.
Mm.
Just after that, I got signs of self-realization after that. Yeah.
And, joy.
That took me
in. And now you're here.
That sucked me in.
There's no looking back. Yeah. Parojan, Prabhu ki jai. Jai. Okay. Kyantaraj, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.